State Parks looks to improve Haines' Mount Riley Trail, and the Chilkoot Indian Association works to purchase Portage Cove Dock. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories and more up next. A Haines tribe is in the final stages of buying a local dock that has gone unused for years. The Chilkoot Indian Association sees the Portage Cove Dock as an economic development opportunity and a chance to keep a piece of land in tribal hands. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
The dock is about a quarter mile down the road from Haines' only cruise ship dock. A distinctive red and gray building near the entrance sits empty, and the float where a tour boat used to tie up has been removed. The facility has gone vacant for at least 5 years. That's when the native corporation that owned it, Klukwan Inc., declared bankruptcy.
It's been bugging me for years, seeing that dock empty.
Harriet Brulette is the Chilkoot Indian Association tribal administrator. She used to work for Klukwan Inc., which was once highly profitable. For a while, the corporation and then the Chilkat Indian village of Klukwan used the dock for the Chilkat Express catamaran. It took cruise visitors on tour excursions. Brulette says it was important for her to keep the dock in tribal hands.
This was at one time all tribal land, and you can see that the tribally held land just shrunk and shrunk and shrunk, and we just need to put the brakes on that. You know, if we lose one more piece of property, one more piece of land, we're just shrinking our sovereignty.
As Brulette watched the dock fall into neglect, she and other Chilkoot employees were looking for ways to use a specific pool of federal funding. The money comes from the Federal Highway Administration and is specifically for transportation projects.
We were just still trying to figure out what else we could do besides building trails, you know, and what else could we do besides filling potholes on Third Avenue or, you know, that sort of thing.
In spring of 2016, they thought of the dock, but it was a challenge to convince the federal government that the money, which is traditionally used for things like tribal road projects, should go toward marine transportation.
Our people are seafaring people, and it only made sense for us to be able to use some of our federal transportation dollars for marine transportation.
Eventually, the tribe got approval to pursue purchase of the dock. Brulette says it should be final by the end of October. Since the sale isn't yet complete, she didn't disclose the price tag. The most recent assessment valued the property at about $700,000, which Brulette confirmed is in the ballpark of what the tribe is offering to pay. Rod Worrell, the president of the Klukwan Inc. Trust, which owns the dock, said he could not comment until the sale is complete. Once it does go through, the first step will be repairing the facility. Ryan Barber is the tribe's assistant transportation coordinator. He describes what an engineer assessment of the dock found.
There are some pieces that he uses the phrase nearing end of life, which is a really polite way to say not good. But a lot of it is still very functional. Like Harriet said, it needs some love and some anodes.
In total, the repairs could cost more than $1 million.
You know, to be honest, we're not scared away by the cost of the repairs because I think that in the long run, keeping that piece of property locally owned is very important.
The tribe hopes to have the dock ready for use by the spring. Transportation coordinator Nick Kokotovich says they plan to offer mooring space for yachts and possibly small cruise ships.
It's a unique opportunity for us and Haines because Haines doesn't have like a docking facility for private yachts that come up. And there's a big need there.
Brulette says they have other ideas as well, like using the building as a carving shed and offering canoe rides.
There are some options, and we are going to take our time in developing those. We'll probably just start out with offering larger private boat mooring, and then just from there kind of figure out what works best for us.
The long-term goal is to create local jobs and give Chilkoot tribal members control over a slice of the waterfront. I'm Emily Files, reporting in Haines.
Hikers may see improvements to a trail that accesses Mount Riley from Haines's Battery Point Path next summer. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, Alaska State Parks is seeking a grant to upgrade accessibility and navigation.
There are two main Mount Riley trailheads. One is on Mud Bay Road. The other, less popular access point, starts on the Battery Point Trail. That's the side that State Parks wants to improve. Travis Russell is a Haines area park ranger.
That side is all within State Parks lands, whereas the other side has an array of land ownership issues ranging from the university as well as the state.
Russell says he's heard from people who want to see the trail upgraded.
I know that there's been requests from the search and rescue group to have it better marked as a more easily identifiable trail, as well as several people have commented while I've been out on Battery Point that it would be nice if we could do some improvements up there. I know erosion's a big issue.
The issue of inconsistent trail maintenance in Haines came up at a community meeting this summer. State Parks is seeking money through a Recreational Trails Program grant that uses funds from the Federal Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Russell says the department applies for money from the program nearly every year.
This type of grant has been used in the past for funding for improvements on Battery Point Trail through multiple phases, as well as the work that was done on Seduction Point Trail this past summer.
But the scale of work will be smaller, says Russell.
It's not as inclusive as other grants in the past. It's not going to turn Mount Riley Trail into, say, Battery Point, for example, but it's mostly to be able to hire a crew to help clear blowdown trees, as well as post trail markers and improve signage up there so it's easier for people to go up there and find their way back down, especially with snow up there, without getting lost.
If the department gets the $21,000 grant, work will likely take place next summer. Russell says hikers will still be able to access the trail as usual while improvements are happening. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
Tribal groups from opposite ends of the state have formed an alliance to fight mines they say threaten traditional fisheries. Organizations representing about 30 Southeast Alaska and Bristol Bay tribes signed a memorandum of agreement last week during the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention in Anchorage. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay opposes Southwest Alaska's Pebble Mine Project. The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission is critical of mines and exploration projects in British Columbia watersheds that drain into state waters. Frederick Olson, Jr. chairs the Southeast Coalition.
To combine with several tribes from the other part of the state should send a powerful message to everyone, and especially the federal government, that we want the federal government to uphold its fiduciary trust responsibility and its government-to-government relationship with its federally recognized tribes.
Olson says the organizations agreed to back each other's efforts to protect their region's fisheries. United Tribes of Bristol Bay President Robert Hayeno says what he calls mega mines are threatening Indigenous people. He says the unification effort is, quote, a powerful move to defeat these toxic projects. Olson says the two regional efforts have similar goals, but some differences.
With our issue, the mines are in a different country, so maybe our fight's a little more uphill. It's hard to say which one's harder, of course. You know, the grass is always browner on the other side of the fence in this issue.
He says the coalition hopes to expand the alliance to tribal groups in other parts of the state. For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilbur. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.
Thank you.